Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. You've called us back home, and in you we live and move and have our being. And thank you, Lord, that we can live accordingly, Lord, as you just write your laws on our hearts and our minds and just keep us too busy with the good. And so, Father God, we run to you and not from you with all these distractions. We run to you. And thank you for inspiring us on a daily basis to develop relevant to our name, relevant to your kingdom, kingdom of love, that we have that permanent, beautiful love destiny that you've got for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Psalm 139 from verse 19 to the end from the TPT translation. O God, come and slay these bloodthirsty murderous men. For I cry out, depart from me, you wicked ones. See how they blaspheme your sacred name and lift up themselves against you, but all in vain. Lord, can't you see how I despise those who despise you? For I grieve when I see them rise up against you. I have nothing but complete hatred and disgust for them. Your enemies shall be my enemies. God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Put me to the test and sift through all my anxious cares. See if there's any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting way, the path that brings me back to you.
Hallelujah. Yes, you know, in the squeezings and in the temptations that we get on a daily basis, that must be our heart always and out there. Lead me back to your glorious everlasting way, the path that brings me back to you. So that's the path of the righteous. The way has been opened through Jesus. And so we now, on this journey together with Jesus, to be the fruitful trees, knowing Jesus, and that is hearing his word and doing it, so that our house is built on the rock, and this deceptions, this lies, these testings come, but we aren't overcome. We just grow stronger and stronger. And this is the reality. You know, this path that has been opened up to us, it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that's made the way for us to come back home, come back to the kingdom, come back to the part we have got in this kingdom, this glorious love, this predestined love, this day, the days ordained for us, and then stay on it. But on this path, we see and we hear about the deception and the lies, and that is what we've got to work through. You know, if we just look at the horrors, the killings, the problems, we just get overwhelmed, and then we become Bitterbecker, we become Sorry Susies, and that's what we've got to go further. When I started seeing, you know, where the Lord opened up to me, where all this this wickedness in the world, this deception, this wars, this lies is coming from, Psalm 2, the kings of this world, you know, you just like the author here, I think it was David, you despise them and you hate them, but then you realize that he who knew no sin became sin, so that you can become the righteousness of God. What's the righteousness of God? He reigns on the righteous and on the unrighteous. And he called us at one time when we were also deceived and unrighteous, and he brought us into the kingdom. So you've got to go further than just seeing the problem and then becoming talking along with the problem and the so-called answer that the media gives you, which is the devil, which the rich kids, the deceived in this world is behind, which is the enemy is again behind them. And then we also become warmongers. We have always got to be seeking peace. Seek peace and pursue it. That's it. We are the peacemakers. And why are we the peacemakers? Because at one time in that day, I'm thinking now of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes there where Jesus speaks about. We were tired. We came to that place of mourning and not being happy in the kingdom of darkness. And then that is where that's the first place in that day that you're not happy with it. And then God calls you in. You come in and you come back home and you come into the kingdom, the beauty, the wonders. And that's the place that we've got to stay. And then even in Psalm 2 in that day, the kings of this world, the masters behind all the deception and the lies and the propaganda, evil propaganda they're giving us, we got to even, just like the Lord, you know, say, hey, kiss the son, bow down to him, or else he will shatter you like pottery. But they've also got to hear this gospel that they, every person come into this world, as we've seen in the psalm, has names have been written, that God has got a plan with them. But when they hear this gospel and they hear about the plan and how it's come to pass in Jesus taking away, dealing with sin and giving us righteousness, the rights to come home, the rights to be a son of the living God, the rights to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, the rights to inheritance, they reject that. Then there's no more answer for them. But that gospel, we as the ambassadors, the vessels of reconciliation, what's it, 2 Corinthians 5, the end part there, end part of the chapter, that's our part. And then also we see our brothers and sisters, you know, when these things come in at them, poops, they've lost their head and then they running around there like chickens without heads and that they're talking the problem, getting into the flesh. And that's also grievous for you when you've understood this and you've learned to run to the Lord. But that you've got to handle as well. You've got to think of how did God help me not to be like a chicken without a head? How did God help me to keep my focus and get me back to the solid ground, to the perfect love, and then help them as well, because mercy triumphs over judgment. And that's it. So all the qualities of a son is you're seen in Matthew chapter 5 and what God desires from us, the path that he wants us to walk on. Why? Because he says so nicely at the end of the chapter, because you made to be like your father. You made to walk in the footsteps of Jesus because you are co-heirs with Jesus. Amen. So that's the reality that we face. But the reality in the world, we see the persecution. We have to go through the persecutions. But we just look to the Lord and we just grow in the midst of it. Amen. Because the big reality is the kingdom has come. Our king is here. And our inheritance, our part in this reconciliation is here. And so we stay on track, developing on schedule. Amen.
Amen.